A man is indicted for the crash that killed a Canton police officer. 34-year-old Karth Haynes is charged with vehicular manslaughter and two other misdemeanors. 47-year-old David Walgamott of Dover was killed November 10th when his vehicle collided with Haynes' pickup truck in the 800 block of Cherry Avenue Southeast. Police say the truck spun on an icy road into the path of Walgamott's vehicle, which hit the pickup on its passenger side. A Stark County grand jury handed down the indictment Wednesday. The case will be heard in Canton Municipal Court. A former Louisville City Council member is facing a misdemeanor charge in Akron. 38-year-old Micah Mills has pleaded not guilty to menacing by stalking, accused of harassing her ex-husband's girlfriend. A 52-year-old woman told Akron police Mills repeatedly called and texted her, and doorbell camera footage allegedly shows Mills visiting the home six times. She resigned from council February 17th, with her attorney saying the decision was tied to the criminal case. He denies any threats were made. Mills is free on $10,000 bond with GPS monitoring. A pretrial hearing is set for May 20th. Canton police are investigating a drive-by shooting in which multiple people were shot at Tuesday night. Just after 6:15, gunfire was reported near 30th Street and Fletcher Avenue Northeast. Victims told responding officers they were in a car and being chased by a gray sedan and a black SUV when shots were fired. No injuries were reported. Police recovered shell casings at the scene. A nearby home was also struck by gunfire. No arrests have been made. In September, Perry Township trustees agreed to spend $10,000 for an independent review of the fiscal officer's operations. Last week, fiscal officer Craig Chesler informed trustees his office would not authorize payment for the work. The repository reports a letter from Chesler's attorney says it's against the law for trustees to retain Alliance attorney Julie Jackmedes to investigate the office and use township funds to pay for it. Chesler says he thinks the review of his office was a personal attack. The review has not yet been presented to the board. Hartville Village Council is moving to temporarily restrict data center development while zoning rules are reviewed. Councilman Jim Sullivan is proposing a 12-month moratorium on such facilities, along with a 6-month pause on new outdoor recreational facilities, such as pickleball courts. He says the time would be used to gather information and develop specific local regulations. Academy Award-winning actress Gina Davis spoke at the University of Mount Union as part of the 2026 Schooler Lecture. Davis addressed a near-capacity crowd at Timken Gym Tuesday night, reflecting on her film career and her advocacy work through the Gina Davis Institute. She also encouraged students to persevere in their careers. Davis received a standing ovation at the conclusion of the event. A Cleveland man is facing sentencing after pleading guilty in a deadly Streetsboro crash. 35-year-old Devontae Anthony admitted Monday in Portage County Common Police Court to aggravated vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say he crossed the center line on State Route 43 in March 2024 and struck an oncoming car, killing 63-year-old George Shiner of Kent. Investigators said speed and reckless passing played a role in the collision. Salem police are asking for help identifying dogs involved in a deadly attack. A Chihuahua was attacked Tuesday night near East 4th and East 7th Streets. Police say two large pit bull-type dogs broke through a screen door and mauled the small dog, which had to be euthanized. Anyone who saw anything or knows where the dogs came from is asked to contact Salem police. A man is appealing the dismissal of his lawsuit over the Penn, Ohio landfill. Dennis Wallace of East Palestine filed an appeal with the 7th District Court, challenging a Columbiana County judge's decision to throw out his case and deny reconsideration. Wallace claimed the landfill and state environmental officials used fraud and misinformation that led to the destruction of a historic mound system. Judge Megan Bickerton ruled the complaint failed to state a valid claim. A body found inside an Austin Town home is now under investigation after a welfare check earlier this week. Police were called Sunday to a home on South Raccoon Road for a report involving a 17-year-old girl. When they entered, they found a bedroom door taped shut and discovered a body inside. Investigators say they were told the person may have been dead for about a month. No charges have been filed. Bomb threats at three Youngstown schools are being investigated, but officials say they were not credible. Officers responded Wednesday to East High School, Taft Elementary, and Woodrow Wilson Alternative School. A city spokesman says officers were on scene out of an abundance of caution and found nothing to confirm the threats. The school district says safety protocols were followed and students and staff were never in danger. The Poland Library will be moved after a contentious vote by the Public Library of Youngstown and Mahoning County. Trustees voted Wednesday to relocate the branch and build a new facility along State Route 170, rejecting repairs to the current building. The Vindicator reports the decision sparked protest, with many residents walking out of the meeting. Library officials cite high costs and building issues. Opponents warn the move could affect future levy support. A Masury man will spend the rest of his life in prison after being convicted of killing his sister. On Wednesday, a Trumbull County judge sentenced 62-year-old John Zanoli to life without parole, plus 3 additional years on a firearm specification. Last month, a jury found him guilty of aggravated murder and abuse of a corpse in the death of Janice Zanoli. Prosecutors say he shot her in their late parents' home in February 2025 and left her dead in the house for days. Trumbull County commissioners are supporting a push to bring commercial air traffic back to the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport. The Tribune Chronicle reports the board approved a letter backing a federal grant application to help fund the launch of a new airline service. Officials say the grant would offset high startup costs and risks associated with bringing in a carrier. Leaders say the effort could help strengthen regional economic development. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.